This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and information is on the website. There's a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheban is with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Vince. How are you today?
Doing really, really well. Rich, you know, I had a really neat meetup last night at Jimmy's Egg. And so there's a gal there who has spent time in jail during the weekend because she was speaking out against Amendment Number 1, which is the big lie in Missouri. Amendment 1 is what's being touted as the Right to Farm Amendment. And let me just, for those of you who don't understand, today is Election Day. Here in Missouri, and you're going to get a chance to vote for this. I'm not voting for it. I'm voting no, as is everyone else at USA Prepares in Missouri. But it says here a yes vote. Let me do this. The official ballot title is, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to ensure that the right of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed? And then it says the fair ballot language is, a yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to guarantee the rights of Missourians to engage in farming and ranching practices, comma, subject to any power given to local government under Article 6 of the Missouri Constitution. That'd be like the Board of Health and others. And so we don't think it's necessary for an amendment to the Constitution to give power to local government to tell us farmers what to do. We already have a right to farm. We have a right to start a business. We have a right to pray. We have a right to garden. We have a right to do a lot of things. And the federal government and the state governments need to stay out of our business. And so we are getting the word out that this is the big lie in Missouri. It's being brought to you by a politician. And you know what I think about politicians, class. A guy by the name of Bill Ribault. I met with him for 3 hours. And after three hours, he couldn't convince me nor anyone else that met with him that this was a good thing. And he's the sponsor of the bill. Oh, I'm sorry, of the amendment. So an amendment's a serious thing. And so let me make this perfectly clear. I hold Bill Ribault personally responsible for the effects of the right of Missourians to farm and ranch. I hold him personally responsible for the outcome of this vote. I have a feeling we're going to lose. I have a feeling it will pass. And I hold him personally responsible for the damage that will happen to Missouri farms as a result of this. And I'm looking at an advertisement. It says here, will you stand up for Missouri family farmers? It's a full page ad. 97% of Missouri farms are family owned and operated. Those family farms are under attack by out-of-state extremists and government bureaucrats. Well, that's all true. Amendment 1 will help stop those attacks while reasserting our state sovereignty. Keep Missouri farming. Vote yes on Amendment 1. Another big lie. Here's another one, which is on our side. And it says, vote no, Amendment 1. Missouri farmers need your help. And it lists a whole bunch of newspapers that are supporting the vote no. It says, don't be fooled by Amendment 1. It isn't about Missouri's right to farm. It's about China's right to farm in Missouri. Fact, 50,000 acres of Missouri farmland have already been bought by a Chinese corporation. Now they want to make it permanent. Amendment 1 will change the Missouri Constitution to benefit foreign corporations, take away our rights to stop them from abusing our land, drinking water, and animals. Amendment 1 will benefit factory farms, not family farmers. And these guys are saying something like I said. It's big ag and corporate farms, much of it foreign-owned, that will benefit the most from this amendment. That's true. Mm. So vote no.
No. Can I make a comment on that, Vince?
Sure, please do.
You hit the nail on the head right at the end there. It's all about big agro business. And I talk about this in the book, and I've mentioned this on many a talk shows. These people are so protected even by legislation. And I'm talking not just Monsanto, there's other big agro businesses. That, for example, they can now patent seeds. So if one of these big corporations or oligarchies in the big agro industry moves next door to you folks and the wind blows one of their GMO or hybrid seeds onto your farm, and they can take a picture of it from their property and see that it's germinated, you can be sued. You can be sued. And one of the plans. One of the plans is to make sure hobby farms, family farms, small businesses cannot compete. Everything in legislation that's being done right now, like minimum wage laws, how do you stop competition with the big oligarchies and the big corporations? Well, what you do is you make minimum wage laws so high that the small and medium-sized businesses can't compete in the arena of lobbying and labor, and they eventually have to sell out or go out of business. Now, I mentioned GMO foods, folks. I've talked about this before. They're putting poison in the DNA of plants, like bacteria, herbicides, antibiotics. One of the herbicides that they're planting in the DNA of crops is Roundup. And if anybody knows what Roundup is, you put it on anything and it's pretty much going to kill that particular plant. So think about what it does to the homeostasis of our bodies. If our bodies can't accept the nutrition of vitamins and minerals, and we can't accept the enzymes because of all these chemicals that are put in our soil and our plants, how are we supposed to live? Why do you think cancer today is killing one out of two of us? Where back in 1900, it was one out of 60. If you have a chance, and see what they're doing too, Vince, one of the things that you mentioned in this description is they are trying to confuse the public on which way to vote. And I see this in Montana. I see this all across the country. People, the way they're wording these bills, they're very confusing. And, all these bills, they come out with names that are like Obamacare, the mm-hmm. what do they call
affordable,
it?
Affordable.
Yeah, Affordable Care Act. Yeah, exactly. They put these labels to it that makes it sound like it's for the people.
No but Child Left Behind.
Exactly. And there's
the Patriot
hundreds
Act.
Of these examples. Yeah, perfect example. Yeah. So it's doing everything to reduce our liberties and freedoms and not and our health and not doing it's not these bills aren't out there to help us. So you're absolutely right, and I hope the people in Missouri are successful with defeating this thing and start becoming more self-sufficient on their own, because if a bill like that passes in your state, it's just going to be a matter of time before it may be illegal to have a garden in your yard.
Well, you know, Rich Sheehan, it's interesting you say that. I do a lot of research here before I go on the air, and I do research during the broadcast, and I do research after the broadcast. You know, when I'm not farming, I'm behind the microphone or I'm behind the computer doing research for the website or the broadcast. And one day, a couple of years ago, there was a story about a homeowner in Orlando, Florida. And this homeowner was being fined $500 a day for growing a garden in their yard. And they, you know, had a suburban yard. And so I called City Hall to get the information. I got the runaround. And finally, I got the telephone number of the investigator for the city. And I left her a message, and I said who I was and that I was doing the story on this, and I was going to cover it, and I was going to expose it. And here's my name and number, and I was going on the air for the afternoon broadcast at 3 o'clock in Springfield, Missouri. And do you know that while I was on the air, we got a call at the farmhouse that said, you know, we've been meeting all day, so sorry, but we've decided to stop the fine. The fine has gone away. No more $500 a day. We took away the fine. And we are changing the ordinance so we can have gardens in Orlando, Florida, on our own properties. So is there power in the microphone? Is there power in the media? Is yeah. But a lot of it's being used against us. Like the media, most every radio station in Springfield, Missouri, is supporting the amendment, the right to farm. Now, it really sounds good. It really sounds good. But we already have a right to farm. And what about the right to be an electrician? What about the right to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about them? I mean, we're leaving those guys out, aren't we? Don't they have
the right
to be an electrician?
What about the right to eat safe food? What about the right to recreate the way you want? What about the right to discuss certain topics with your friends? I mean, it can go on and on and on.
Well, you mentioned the right to discuss certain topics. Well, here's what happened. At the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, which is the largest venue in Springfield, Missouri, for an event, there was an open discussion at a booth, we'll call it a trade show booth, that was paid for by Len Pence. Len Pence is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been on the radio with me many times. He's been here to the farm. I mean, he's a good guy. He's in his 70s, okay? Well, he had a booth, and there was a gal who's interested in getting the word about Amendment 1, the big lie in Missouri. Len Pence is against the Amendment 1, just as I am. He's a vote no guy. And so they were talking about it and handing out literature. Well, they were threatened. They were threatened that if they didn't knock it off, that they would be thrown out. Their booth would be torn down. They'd be thrown out of the fair. It made the newspaper in Springfield, Missouri. We have a post on our website, USAPrepares.com. Rich Sheehan and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Missouri Farmers Association. It was a cooperative. And it started in 1914 in a one-room schoolhouse where a bunch of guys got together, farmers got together, and they wanted to buy some baling twine, and they wanted to save some money on it. So they got together, and that was the first thing they did. Well, it's expanded, and now they're taking positions, political positions, and they're involved with convincing people that voting yes for Amendment Number 1 in Missouri is a good thing. It's actually a bad thing. So I called the MFA, and I called the gal that I work with a lot there, and she said, I said, do you understand what this is about? And she said, yeah. And I'm for it. I said, you're for it? And she said, yeah, I'm supporting it. And I said, okay, we agree to disagree. So I told Mrs. Finelli that, and she says, okay, we got to find a new place to buy our farm supplies. And that's the point. The point is, we probably spend, I don't know, $10,000 a year, $20,000 sometimes, with MFA, and we're just one customer. So it looks like we got to find another place to shop. Why? Because MFA and MFA and our insurance company are supporting the Missouri Farm Bureau. They're supporting this right to farm, which is the big lie in Missouri. They're actually working against the small farmer. And there's so much disinformation out there, it's really hard to figure out what's what. And so many people that I've talked to, I've said, well, how do you feel about this? Now, these are farmers. Now, obviously, a farmer would say, the right to farm is really, how could there be anything wrong with that? But the lies are so great, so vast. The disinformation is so vast that it's hard for us to tell what's what. And they use the terms just like Rich Heben said, like the Patriot Act. Okay? There's nothing patriotic about it. The Affordable Care Act, there's nothing affordable about it. The No Child Left Behind, which really means no child gets ahead, right? The government hasn't done anything right that I can think of, not one thing. And this is just one more thing. And they have attacked the small farmer. Their intent is to ultimately put us out of business. Now, the people at MFA are just, you know, a small part of this. They're just part of the machinery that's going to put us out of business. They really don't know what they're doing. They don't know how evil this act is. They don't know how politicians are deceptive. They don't know that Bill Ribault, the sponsor of this act, is just a pawn in the scheme. He thinks he's actually doing the right thing, but he's getting beat up everywhere he goes. His name will go down in history like Dr. Mudd. You know, that old saying, your name is Mudd? Dr. Mudd was the guy who treated James Wilkes Booth, who shot and assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. So they used to say, your name is Mudd. Well, Bill Ribault's name will be Mudd after this is over. I'm angry. I really am.
It's pretty obvious that no matter how you slice it, there's a war against the middle class. There's a war against people who want to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, and Shane Harger, a CSPOA former police chief who was at the Bundy Ranch, he's going to call in tomorrow. He's going to be indicted on Thursday for crimes made up against him to get him out of the way. Mike Parsons, I got a letter from Mike Parsons. I just asked his wife if I can post this letter. There's a hit out on Mike Parsons to kill him in prison right now in Tennessee. Another one of our instructors is homeless in New Jersey. It's unbelievable. And I called someone.
Oh, by the way, Viz, did you get my check for that?
Yes. A check went out to one of our homeless instructors. Yes, I did. And thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I will be composing a thank you note on behalf of our instructor who's homeless. Here's what's happening. We are systematically being taken out. I called Sam Bushman. He's one of us. He's got a radio show. He's got a network. He broadcasts USA Prepares on his network. And he and I are finding the same thing. I mean, we are systematically being taken out. And it's not just let's take out USA Prepares because it's USA Prepares. It's let's take out these people who say no, who walk around and who just don't go along to get along because they think things are wrong and they see things for what they are. That's who we are. But we're systematically being taken out. We're going to be talking about alternative energy when we come back. I'm Vince Fanelli. Rich Heben's with us.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Stephen's with us. I just want to say one more thing about this, Rich. Last night there was a lively discussion at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg, and there was this senior citizen, a 60-year-old woman who was taken away by the Springfield police, hauled out of the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. She was talking about Amendment 1 behind the booth. that Len Pence paid for. Now, I said that the cop did not have to haul her away. And one person said, well, you know, they have to do that. I said, no, no, the cop does not have to do that. The cop can say, this situation doesn't warrant arresting anybody. And then it's just back to that, well, it's his job. No, you know, we can say no. We need to say no. I was at Harbor Freight last night. And my son is just delighted that this happened. My son hates Harbor Freight tools. He hates them because he feels that they're not very good quality. And he's right about some of them. Anyway, so I was checking out, and I needed to buy this pair of pneumatic metal shears. And they said, ID. They needed an ID, and I said, oh, that's not going to happen. They want an ID for the credit card purchase, and I said, that's not going to happen. And so this young kid who was working there is like, you know, he's enforcing the rules. And he said, no, we asked for ID. And I said, no, you've never asked me for ID, and it's not going to happen tonight. And so I just said, never mind. So I grabbed the tool, and I went to the next cashier. And so I paid for it and without an ID. And then the manager came over. The manager said, oh, yeah, that's our rule. She's been here 13 years, and that's the rule, ID. And I said, it's never happened. It's not going to happen. She said, you're the only one. You're the only person who ever complained about showing an ID. And I said, well, you just lost a customer. So we can say no, but the problem is, it looks like I'm the only guy at Harbor Freight who was a Harbor Freight customer who said no. The only one in Springfield. The only guy. Can you imagine? So everybody else falls in line when these clerks say, okay, show me your ID. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll do it right away. I'm sorry it took so long. Are you kidding me? I said, look, was there anything wrong with my credit card? Did it say fraud? Did it say insufficient funds? Did it say something was wrong, lost, stolen, something? No. Okay. Well, then don't treat me like a criminal. She said, well, how do we know it's yours? I'm here to protect you. And I said, you're not protecting me by not taking my credit card without an ID. You're not protecting me at all. Bottom line is we can say no, and we need to start saying no more. I'm sorry, Rich. We were going to talk about alternative energy.
No, that's whatever. I can see your passion with this, Vince. And, you know, I believe, folks, that it's important to mention the inadequacies in our country, the corruption, the manipulation. But I also think at the same time, we need to have a balance in life. For example, we need to work hard, but we have to have enough free time for our interests and hobbies. We have to combine old and new technology, city and country living, spending and savings. In other words, we need to discuss ideas and solutions on how we can simplify our life. Mm-hmm. And the passion that Vince has for corruption and manipulation and control really dovetails into alternative energy, because I talk about smart meters all the time. And since we're talking about that, Vince, if you don't mind, I'll just give as much information as I can before the next break, and hopefully maybe I can educate some of your listeners. And
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit the mute button. I'm going to hit the mute button on my side. Go ahead.
Okay. You don't need to do that. Anyway, smart meters, folks, it's analogous to Vince's example of showing ID. When you are on the grid, first of all, the powers that be are putting smart meters in your homes without your knowledge and definitely without your consent. And when smart meters are in your home, the powers that be know when you're home, what appliances you're using. They can even shut down your air condition usage. So, and for those of you who are saying, oh, that's not that big of a deal, but just look at everything that's happening, from identity theft to all the corruption that's going on right now. How do you know who's going to get that information when you have smart meters? Now, I'm not saying this should be the number one reason for living off the grid, but I think it should be one of the reasons for living off the grid. And I'm just going to start with the fact that my whole system cost me $15,000, where if I was to pull in electricity with the local company, it would cost me $40,000 bill. Now, that's pretty expensive, and I want to share with you, I know we talked about this a week ago, but we didn't get into the nitty-gritty as far as what to use. And what I'm trying to do is get people out of just thinking differently, thinking away from this politically correct cookie-cutter follower mentality so we can control our own destiny, have a little more frugality in our life. With coal plants and the EPA and the powers that be creating so much regulation, there's no way that energy is not going to go through the roof. And just so you know, you people who are paying for it, it's just going to be like everything else that's being cost shifted. If you can afford, if you have a large home in urban, suburban America, taxes, insurance, and maintenance are directly proportional to the size of that structure. Well, so is heating and cooling. Now, that said, it takes a lot more energy to cool a home than it does to heat one. So for those of you living in the southern states versus the northern states, that's definitely an issue. Now, I mentioned cost shifting because there's so many things that have to be paid for with this huge government, like Obamacare, government pensions, welfare, food stamps, illegal immigration now. The burden on the middle class is growing like a snowball going downhill in February when the snow is just getting wet, it's picking up a lot of momentum, and it's getting very difficult to stop. So if you have a desire, folks, to live off-grid, to save some money, to learn some skills, especially anybody who's listening to this who might be on the younger side and they're still thinking about a career, I'll be honest with you, folks. I've got 3 college degrees. I think they're all worthless. In America today, and you've heard me talk about this political correct manufactured perception that we live in where middle class cannot control their own destiny. And it's basically an Alinsky Marxist Communist Manifesto snowball rolled up in one. So what I'm trying to do is not throw the towel in the ring, give some ideas and solutions so we can liberate the middle class and not have an end of time. So if you're a young person, think about maybe doing this as a business in rural America, because I always talk about trying to reverse the centralization of America. I'm not saying one lifestyle is for everybody. But right now, 90% of people live in urban, suburban America. 90%. During the Great Depression, it was 20%. And 80% live rural. So if we can start reversing the centralization of America, where people can start to be thinkers again and not followers, where we can not be so divided as an American people and not be judged by what group we're in for getting a job, keeping a job, or suing, but we can actually start thinking and helping our neighbors out. And that's what some of the messages that I deliver in the book and on many radio shows around the country. Now, the first thing, and probably the most important for your alternative energy, specifically solar, is batteries. And I also have solar panels. I have a solar controller, a trimetric, a DC disconnect, an inverter / charger, and a generator. Now, when you're talking about alternative energy, some people like to mention the size of the generator. Some people like to refer to how many watts their solar panels are. The unit of measure that we need to think about is amp hours. And that's basically the amount of amps tells you how fast energy is being put in or removed from the batteries. And voltage gives you an approximation of how charged the batteries are, especially regarding fully charged and almost empty, basically the extremes, if you will. So when you think about the fact that 90% lives in urban, suburban America, and they aren't controlling their own destiny with their own power source, what if we have an EMP, many military generals and Homeland Security representatives for years have been mentioning how fragile our grid situation has become. It could be cyber terrorism. It could be an electromagnetic pulse, solar or man-made. Folks, urban and suburban grocery stores stock food for only 3 days. And I'm going to mention Hurricane Katrina briefly. The reason why food and water became contaminated and spoiled is because the climate was very warm and you couldn't keep anything. In a northern climate, you can even dig a hole in a northern slope and store food for 6 months of the year. So what I'm trying to do is get people to start thinking outside the box. And one of the examples I use is during the winter months, we keep our food on the basement floor. We shut off our refrigerator, which is only about waist high, that we leave in the basement. It's a sun frost. The compressor is on the top so the heat doesn't dissipate through the box like most refrigerators in America. So we keep our food in front of the French doors on the floor, and I have a thermometer there. And all winter it stays between 35 and 40 degrees, which is just like a regular refrigerator. So we use Mother Nature as much as we can. And I want to let you know that I started with basically no skills at all. Okay? It was just a goal. I've wanted to do this, so I did it, and I learned along the way. And with what's happening financially, economically, socially, and politically in this country, I really feel that alternative skills and thinking outside the box could be a survival mechanism. And I really am trying very hard to get as many people as possible to start.
Hold that thought.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I know John Reagan's listening in Texas, and he's probably saying to himself, that was 9 minutes. Vinny was actually quiet for 9 minutes while Rich Sheeben was talking. Why can't he do that on Mondays? Hey, Rich, you've got 3 degrees. You've been on the air with us many, many times. And now, here's my take on this, class. Your voice sounds great. You sound healthy. You sound upbeat. It sounds like you love what you're doing. You're living without electricity. The quality of the sound of your voice on this call inbound to the network sounds absolutely crystal clear. Here's the point I'm trying to make. You have been living without electricity, and you're happy doing it. So we can do it. You know, the guy that came to my farm that threatened that it, me with if I didn't allow him to put this smart meter on my house, that he was going to call the law on me. We had a guy call in a couple days ago. Same thing. He was threatened that if they didn't let him put the meter on, they were going to call the cops on him. So that's why I'm running for the board of directors. A couple of Fridays from now, on the 22nd, I'm going to be on stage for 120 seconds saying why we've got to say no to smart meters. They've already been deployed, and I'm going to, I better not say what I'm going to say. But anyway, you're absolutely right. We need to say no, and we need to take control of our own destiny, and you've done it, and you are free from the entanglements of the electric grid. Absolutely free from it. And if the power goes down, the only thing that you'll notice probably is that the gas stations won't be running and the stores won't be running. But you're growing a lot of your own food. You're hunting, fishing, and growing your own food. So you'll be one of the least impacted people in the United States of America. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Vince. But I also feel obligated to help as many people as I can, because that's where the biggest amount of joy comes from. And people, Vince is right. I've been on the show many times, and I've talked to him personally. And as you can tell by Vince's rant in the first part of the show, Vince puts, let me tell you something, folks, he will always put other people in front of himself. He's not just a patriot, but he's a really a great guy. And this is the kind of people that we need to follow. We need to follow people who stick their neck out, who say it like it is, who have the guts to stand for principle. And going back to what you said about me making my own electricity and being off the corporate electric grid, absolutely true. And I feel that the happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. And the wealthiest person isn't the person who necessarily has the most stuff, but the person who needs the least. And the biggest enjoyment I'm getting, folks, is trying to enlighten other people, motivate and inspire them to start lifting up a few rocks, looking around the corner, picking up some books, going on certain internet sites, and figuring out a game plan that's going to work for you, because the technology is there. But unfortunately, as technology grows, folks, whether it be in medicine, the blue light syndrome, any type of computer, I call that the blue light, it really has negative repercussions on especially the middle class. Because you look at today's youth, they barely even communicate anymore. One of the reasons my book is less than 200 pages, because I had so many parents tell me I got to get my kids to read it, but they don't read. They don't even communicate, because they just walk around with their thumbs moving on the blue lights and communicating that way. So if we could start helping one another to think outside the box and give somebody a little tidbit of information every day that might motivate them to run around first base, grab the baton, and take it to the next level so they can figure out a game plan that's going to work for them to improve their financial, economic, social, political, or health perspective on life. And if you look at everything that's happening in this country, we really need to start thinking differently. So let's start helping one another out one day at a time.
Rich Sheehan, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo in March 2015. Looking forward to seeing you here at the farm, and looking forward to your seminar. And it'll be great to have the class meet you in person. OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com. And if you'd like to get his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana, Rich Sheehan, S-C-H-E-B-E-N. It's on Amazon. Rich, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, Dane Wigington. We're going to be talking about the fires in California, and we're going to be talking about GM.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.